Good morning. Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Muriel Durham, and I live at 12 Summer Street, Kingston, New York. And
okay.
I'm just inquiring about your service. I'm paying a lot of money to Spectrum, but $175 a month for limited service, and about my landline is included, and also my internet.
Okay.
I don't even own a computer, but I have it because my daughters, you know, have phones. Anyway, and when they come to visit or anybody else, and I have a track phone. Anyway, in addition to my landline, do you cover all those services?
So the only thing we don't cover would be TV.
You don't cover TV. Well, that
Correct.
Is my main thing. I wanted to know how, if I could get TV service. Right now, I have a smart TV upstairs with no, you know, no cable box. Downstairs, I have an ordinary TV with a cable box.
Yeah,
and
so
I like to know if you could service me.
Yeah, so we can definitely service you if you were looking for internet and home phone, but we don't provide any cable TV.
Well, could I not have cable?
Well, if you have streaming apps, absolutely. If you have like a Netflix subscription or like Hulu.
I have a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, so those are definitely options that you can go with. There are some streaming applications that do provide TV channels, but those are usually pretty costly per month. I don't know their exact cost, but I mean, you would have to inquire with those. But we do offer internet and phone. The phone is $24.99 a month, and then depending on the internet plan that you want, we offer the 1 gig or the 2 gig, which the 1 gig right now we're having a promotion at $69.99 per month if you sign up for autopay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Oh. So
we offer the same promotion for the 2 gig.
Without TV service, I mean, I feel that I'm paying too much and I'm trying to find another company, but Spectrum appears to be a monopoly in the area.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, I'm kind of stuck with...
We do offer one other plan, which is the 500 megabytes per second. That one would be $69.99 a month regular, but if you sign up for the autopay with your checking account and paperless billing, it would give you that $10 discount to $59.99. But then you'd still have the home phone on top of that, which would be the $24.99.
All right, so it would be 60 plus 25, that would be 85 without
yes.
any kind of TV service.
Correct.
But I'm looking to pay less for my TV.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm, because I don't, you know, I have a track phone. I really don't, I feel like I'm getting pushed into getting a computer or a tablet or something, which I had and never used.
Yeah.
I barely use my cell phone. It's just in the truck, you know.
I know the feeling because when I was with the cable company that I had, I only wanted TV for the hockey games that I watched during the playoffs. And they added on home phone, which I didn't need because I don't have a home phone. I just use my cell phone.
I know.
So then it was like, it made me feel like, should I connect a home phone again? Like, do I really want to do that?
I mean,
so.
Basically, my home phone cost, Spectrum raised it to $20 a month. It used to be 10.
Yeah.
So I'm paying $20 a month for that. And I don't know what I'm paying for the internet because I don't even use it. And altogether, I'm paying $175. The service that I used to pay $125 for.
Yeah. It's rough, especially when the promotional period ends and they charge you full price for everything. Our promotional price, the $10 discount, is valid for 2 years. We don't have any contracts. It just goes back up to the regular price after that with just only $10 more for the internet. The phone stays the same. It's still going to be $24.99 as far as I know. I mean, I can't tell the future, of course, but as of right now, that's what it is.
So basically, if I split the service, I don't know what the TV is going to cost. Just suppose I just had the TV. I have to check with Spectrum for that.
Yes, you would.
And yes, and I have a smart TV, but it's upstairs, and I just use it occasionally because the stairs are bothering me. I'm 89 years old.
Oh, that's understandable. Yeah, it gets rough. My mom, she had a single knee
I've called
replacement.
their headquarters and I've gone to their store, and they say it is what it is.
Yeah,
So I
that's
guess
rough that they're not willing to do anything more for you.
no, they are not. They told me that their broadband or whatever, the government part that was trying to establish broadband across the country, the government was paying on service $30 discount or toward it. That's gone. And then
Yeah, from what I understand, that ended earlier this year.
yes, and another thing is that the signals that used to come into you from the major channels,
Yes.
that's gone. You have to pay for that now. The companies no
Wow.
longer pay for that. So that's a problem for people like me. But I don't watch, the only thing I watch is maybe Channel 2, CNN, and PBS,
Yeah.
and that's what I'm paying $175 a month for.
Wow.
So, I mean, and Spectrum does want to sell you cell phones.
Of
So
course.
that's why
I've noticed Optimum
the
does it too.
landline has gone up. And I used to have DirecTV, but AT&T bought them out, and then my bill has just increased by $100.
Yeah.
So that was, I don't know, 3, 4 years ago now. And
Yeah, I remember they were in partnership at one point. I want to say it was about 5 years ago. They were in partnership, and then AT&T fully bought them out.
bought them out. So I guess I'm stuck with what I have. Anyway, I just figured my neighbor has you, and she's happy with it, I guess. I don't know how she gets her TV, but
That's great to hear. It might be that she has a streaming application. You might want to ask her what she does for her TV.
I think that's probably what she has, but does that cover streaming? Does streaming cover the major channels?
So that varies by streaming platform. So Netflix doesn't offer any live TV channels, but HBO Max offers some. I'm not sure if it's PBS or Fox. But I do know they do cover some. As far as CNN goes, I think they have their own app that they would have highlights for the day and everything. Yeah,
But
because a lot of smart TVs, you can actually download individual applications.
I know. Well, that's why I have Netflix. But right now, my daughter is using it in Massachusetts, so I
Oh,
can't
gotcha.
use it here.
Yeah, because they instilled the one IP address type of only one household. So if you're part of the household, you have to either select that you're traveling in order for it to work in both areas, or they both have to be within the same household on the same internet connection.
I know, or else you have to pay, double. The
Yeah.
bill comes here because this is her address, but
Yes.
she works in Massachusetts, so she uses it out there. But when
Gotcha.
she come, when all of my daughters have Netflix, when they come here, they can use it here because technically, I guess the company feels that they're on vacation. And it lasts as long as it lasts. And then it goes back to none. even
not allowing it. Yeah, my father and I had the same thing where he lives in Russia, but because he lives in Russia, unfortunately, he's not able to watch it anymore because of all the sanctions.
I know. So what are you going to do? Okay, so I guess I'll just have to figure out. And I'm paying $50 more a month for things that I have nothing extra.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, you feel like you're getting screwed one way or another.
No, I completely understand that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very, very welcome.